Today, August 2nd, is the feast day of the great St. Peter Julian Eimard, priest and religious founder. St. Peter Julian was born in 1811 in the area of Grenoble, France. His father was a knife maker, so he spent the first 18 years of his life working in his dad's shop. And then he felt called to serve God as a priest, so he entered the seminary and was ordained for the Grenoble Diocese in 1831. And then he got permission 8 years later to join a religious order, the Society of Mary, called the Marists. So he joined the Marist Society, and he would be 17 years in that religious order. But in 1851, he made a pilgrimage to one of the shrines of Our Blessed Mother. And while he was in prayer at the shrine, he felt that the Lord and the Blessed Mother were calling him to found a brand new religious order, one that would be focused entirely on the Blessed Sacrament. He wrote, "The idea haunted me that Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament had no religious order to glorify his mystery of love, whose only object was entire consecration to its service." So this seed was planted on this pilgrimage to Our Lady's shrine, and he felt the Lord calling him more and more to establish a religious order that would promote Eucharistic adoration, especially having priests spend time in Eucharistic adoration, and then an order of religious sisters, and then lay people promoting the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. This order would have priests, missionaries go around the country, around the world, preaching Eucharistic missions, promoting Eucharistic adoration, and working among the poorest of the poor as well. There was great opposition, of course, for him to leave his own order, but he did receive encouragement from Pope Pius IX, and he submitted his plan of this institute of priest adorers of the Blessed Sacrament, and he gave it to the Archbishop of Paris, who also approved it, and he then was given a house in Paris where just he and one other priest were the only ones that began this order, he and one companion. And it was very slow going at first, just the two of them preaching as well as spending time in Eucharistic adoration. Eventually a few more young men started, then enough to start another house and a third house, and then a novitiate was set up. Again, there was opposition to him leaving his order of the Society of Mary, but he always took this cross as a means of acquiring grace for his new order. St. John Vianney was a personal friend of Peter Julian, and he once said of him, "He is a saint. His work will do great things for the glory of God." So St. John Vianney realized the holiness of Father Eimard and encouraged his work of spreading this knowledge and love of the Eucharist. Well, he did this for the remainder of his life. The last 4 years of his life, Father Eimard suffered from painful illnesses, gout, and insomnia. In 1868, his health broke down completely, and he was told by his doctors to leave Paris to go back to his hometown of Lemur, which is south of Paris. And on the way there, he apparently had a stroke and died on August 1st. He was beatified in 1925 and canonized in 1962 at the end of the first session of Vatican II. So John the 23rd wanted the Vatican II Council to be focused on the Eucharist, and so he canonized him during the Vatican Council. So that his whole life, St. Peter's whole life, was the Blessed Sacrament. He said, "This is the heart of our faith." As you know, Vatican II said the Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life. St. Peter wrote, "Without the Blessed Sacrament, I would be lost." And he, again, took this central teaching of our faith and made it the very center of his life, as well as the religious orders that he founded. During his life, St. Peter Julian, here's a picture of him, wrote 9 volumes on the Blessed Sacrament. This is called the Imard Library. And these books are wonderful books for spiritual reading, especially when you make your holy hours in the Blessed Sacrament Chapel. And the first volume is The Real Presence, then Holy Communion, Eucharistic Retreats, The Eucharist and Christian Perfection, Volume 1 and 2, The Eucharistic Handbook, Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament, The Month of St. Joseph, and In the Light of the Monstrance. So he was a prolific writer. He would write all his works in front of the Blessed Sacrament. So when we look at his life, we see that he was the founder of the Blessed Sacrament Fathers, a founder of the Blessed Sacrament Brothers, as well as a congregation for nuns called the Sister Servants of the Blessed Sacrament. He founded the Archconfraternity of the Blessed Sacrament for lay people to promote Eucharistic adoration as well. So I'd encourage you, in the vestibule of the church, we have these volumes available. You can get the entire library in the vestibule, so help yourself, or you can get the individual books as well. So I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Peter Julian Imard, the great priest of the Eucharist, the priest of the Blessed Sacrament, and may we all be inspired by him to make a holy hour every day in front of the Blessed Sacrament. We're so blessed. We have the Adoration Chapel just a few feet away. It's much easier for us to have Eucharistic holy hours than at other places around the world, around the country. So I encourage you to make Jesus in the Eucharist the very center of your life, and through the intercession of St. Peter Julian Imard, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and may it lead us always to make a Eucharistic holy hour each day before the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament.